How's it, guys? And thank you so much for tuning into the Owen Francis podcast. I'm in a surreal location on the bluff. The place is called the African Peninsula, and it's got this amazing vibes, amazing view. And apparently the Wi-Fi is not so bad either, because that's a real thing. And I'm accompanied today by a phenomenal woman. Her name is Carmen James. And she's going to introduce herself and just tell us a little bit about herself. Hello, Carmen.
Hi.
Welcome to the Owen Francis podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate being here. I'm Carmen James, and I am an integrative medical doctor and a women's wellness coach and a speaker and writer. So I'm glad to be here.
Integrative medical doctor. For the guy who went to Standard 8, just elaborate.
So I'm a normal doctor, GP. So I went to medical school and I did all of that stuff. But then I went on to pursue a further certification in what's called integrative medicine, which is an approach to healing that addresses the patient holistically. So we focus on everything from your emotional state to your physical health, to your nutrition, to your relationships, to your stress levels. We look at the person as a whole, and we try to find what lifestyle modifications can be done in order to promote healing instead of focusing solely on disease.
Wow, that's amazing, man. If you haven't picked up by now, Carmen is colored, as am I. And so one of the things that brought us together is our passion for making a contribution to not just our personal lives and our personal space, but the lives of other people. And that's why we are. And wow, that's amazing, Carmen. That's really amazing. So at the end of this podcast, for anybody who's listening, regardless of race, but if you happen to be colored, we'd like to get into your mind as well. We'd like to send a message out, okay? Comment and tell us a little bit of, more about what she does. The foundation of the message we'd like to send out by the end of this podcast is that, one, you are valuable, two, you are worth it, right? And yes, you are able. Whatever you're passionate about, whatever you'd like to pursue, in this case, we're going to talk a little bit about health. Am I right, Carmen?
Yes.
But yeah, we really want to reach out to somebody who's at a point in their life where they're feeling like, really, has it all come down to overalls and gumboots and clock cards and hopefully unemployment check at the end of a contract? Is there more? Or is there more to the lifestyle I'm living? I'm really, really, really passionate about this. Yeah. Getting to a place, and this is what Carmen's going to get into very shortly, getting to a place where you value your health so much that you make intentional decisions with what you put into your mouth.
Yeah, so I'm sure you've all heard the saying that health is the new wealth. And so for me, I think it's really pertinent, because I spent over a decade practicing medicine, and it was heartbreaking to see the increasing numbers of people coming in with especially chronic medical conditions. So when I say chronic medical conditions, I'm speaking about diseases that we typically would expect you to suffer for the rest of your life. We're talking about hypertension, diabetes, high cholesterol, whether that be arthritis, osteoporosis. These are all chronic diseases that plague patients, causing pain, discomfort, and they really rob you of your quality of life. And what I felt was that, you know, short of prescribing medication for those symptoms and trying to help to alleviate some of the pain that patients were experiencing, I felt like I wasn't doing enough to focus on, well, firstly, what could have prevented this? And secondly, if you did find yourself in the situation where you were diagnosed with a chronic disease, what else could you do to help yourself to feel better? And so that's what led me to integrative medicine and to health coaching. And so I truly believe that we are coming to a point in time where people are getting sicker and sicker, and the healthcare system is overburdened. And short of giving you medication, you're getting very limited other resources and tools to be able to make you an overall healthier person. And so what we really need to be doing, I believe, is finding ways to reclaim our health for ourselves and take responsibility for how healthy or how sick we are. And so some of the interesting ways that we can do that are, you mentioned being conscious and aware of what you put in your mouth. We underestimate the role of nutrition in developing health. If you just think about it, the cells in your body are using the food that you're eating as information to do their job. That alone should tell you how important the food that you're putting into your body is. The problem is we have a very toxic relationship with food. We obviously want, you know, cheap food because we are thinking about the financial implications of the food. We are also bombarded by messaging. You know, big companies have nice bright lights and fancy signs, and they tell you come drive through and buy this type of food. We don't realize what that food is doing to our health. We are addicted to sugar, another huge problem. And also, a lot of us use food as medication. If you're feeling sad, for example, you use it as a comfort. We know it's comfort food. When you're stressed, you stress eat, you know. And so we have this guilt that's now associated with, okay, I've just eaten an entire cake. I feel terrible about myself, so I'm going to eat another cake so I feel better. You see where this is going?
Yeah, that's me.
And so the relationship that we have with food is so important, and getting into those conversations and finding out, you know, where do some of these behaviors come from? And how can we address the underlying root cause of some of these issues? And how can we help people to develop a better relationship with food and start to see food as medicine? Hippocrates, I quote Hippocrates all the time. If you've ever heard me speaking, I always quote Hippocrates. And he was the father of medicine, and he said, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. And we underestimate how important it is to be careful about what we're putting into our bodies and also what we're putting onto our bodies. So that's a whole nother conversation. But that's just one of the areas that I like to focus on and that I like to empower people to start thinking about. Because we don't think about it. You know, we eat unconsciously. We eat on the go, we eat in the car, behind the desk, you know, we eat quickly, we eat in front of the TV. We're not bringing our awareness to, okay, this is important because I care about my body, and so what I'm going to put into it is important. And then I do a whole bunch of other work, you know, just teaching people how to love and take care of themselves. I feel like that conversation is something that we need to start having more openly. I think there's a lot of negativity that goes around, especially on social media, that makes people feel insecure and inferior. It makes people feel like they're not good enough. You compare your entire life to a highlight reel that you see on a social page, and you think, oh my gosh, you know, I'm terrible and I'm not achieving anything. But you forget that, you know, you're literally seeing snapshots, like seconds in a person's life, and you're comparing your whole world to them. And so how do we use social media effectively without it making us feel badly about ourselves and lowering our self-esteem? And how do we take care of our mental health? And how do we improve our emotional state, for example? Our emotions are so important because it's information. It's telling you about what makes you happy, what makes you sad, what makes you angry. We should start also looking at emotional intelligence. I believe emotional intelligence is huge. If we all started to learn a bit more about emotional intelligence, the impact is massive. You know, you can't change your IQ, but you can change your emotional intelligence. And so these are the types of things that I help people with, and that I think, you know, are vitally important because they go to the root cause of the problem. And until we address the root cause, it doesn't matter how much medication you put on top of it. You know, if you're anxious, for example, and all you do is keep popping anxiety pills, you're not getting to the root cause of your anxiety. And so you're just covering up the symptoms so that you can feel better temporarily, you know. So, I mean, that's basically what my mission is to educate people to reclaim their health and empower themselves to have the tools that they need to be able to feel healthier mind, body, and soul.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really amazing, Carmen. I think one of the with all the negative aspects that there is to social media and the internet at large, I think one of the benefits is that a lot of people, like anybody in the world, if they're interested or if they'd like to know more, can find out more about anything, and which is one of the reasons why you and I are sitting here today, because of technology, social media, etc. So yes, there is a lot of negative stuff that's out there on social media and stuff, but if you're really interested and you want to make intentional effort to change your lifestyle, you can. And this is where this is what I'm passionate about. You spoke about the system, for example. When do people get to a place where we look around? I went to my son's sports on Friday. My son is 7 years old. They have a sports day, lovely thing, school thing. And they have the races, etc. and so on, the tug and war and stuff. And that's lovely. I'm all for that, right? I'm all for kids having fun in a controlled environment, right? I'm all for that. But because of the way my mind is wired, I literally couldn't help noticing all the negative things about not the sports day, but the competition, right? And by the time the event was over, I had on my phone, I wrote 7 pages of notes. I'm probably the only person that left there with notes from the sports day. 7 pages of negative implications that competition inflicts on kids from a young age. And in addition to that, if that wasn't enough, and I'll touch on a few of them, if that wasn't enough, they called the toddlers on. They said toddlers race, right? So it's all, on the surface it might seem like it's okay. The child just came here. Who brought our child? What's your name?
Nonzi.
Nonzi, thank you so much. I'm having a veg burger as well because I'm not bold enough to eat beef in front of Carmen. But anyway, so you can carry on, Carmen. So one of the things that competition does is it keeps people focused on somebody else from a small age. Oh my gosh, when I realized this, I was gutted. And from as little as 6-7 years old, kids are taught, and if you go to like a grade R and stuff like that, well, you'll be exposed to competition as young as 3, 4, 5 years old. What it does is it forces kids to look at somebody else, like, and compare themselves in relation to somebody else. How good am I based on how better I am than that person? So people only value themselves on the basis of how bad somebody else, and that's terrible. So this is one of the things that we gotta live in the system. And this is because competition is part of the education system, isn't it? And you spoke about self-love as well. How important is that? We love Cavelas, we love Vans, we love all these things that can, like, honestly, on a soul level, make no valuable contribution to who we are as individuals. So to have the conversation where, look, not only should you pay attention to yourself and love yourself, all right? And I want to say wake up. Oh, I have to say wake up. It is wake up. Wake up. You know, I think wake up is the accurate term. Wake up and take note of what's happening around you, right? Especially where your health is concerned. How convenient is it to drive up to a window and say, look, I'll have this, that, and that. And you get to the front and boom, it's there. But if you're not eating medicine, what are you eating? Poison. If it's not medicine, it's poison. And I'm guilty of this, right? This is not, like, I'm not making this podcast because, like, you know, my stomach doesn't go over my belt when I wear jeans, you know? It happens, you know? Like, I don't sigh when I look in the mirror when I come in the shower. I sigh. I give it my best one, you know? I do. So this is for me as well, you know? Being a little bit more conscious of my lifestyle and what I'm eating. For somebody listening to this now, what are some of the things, if you could say, look, thank you so for listening, if you're still listening, what would be 3 things, if you could, if you'd like to add more, you're welcome to do so, but what would, if there was something somebody could do who's listening to this podcast now, and say, look, these are the first 3 places you need to start if you want to live a healthier, happier life, what would it be?
Okay, so it's interesting that you asked for 3, because a study was done recently that actually published what are the 3 things that people can do to be healthier.
Pure coincidence.
And also prevent chronic disease. So I actually have 3 things for you.
Okay.
So first I need to say that, you know, when we're looking at chronic disease, there are certain behavior patterns that make you more at risk for chronic disease than others. So some are weighted more heavily than others. And in the study, they looked at a bunch of different behavioral issues, but they came up with the top three things that if you want to reduce your chance, and this is what the study showed, if you want to reduce your chance of having a chronic disease by 80%,
80%,
then these are the three things that you need to do.
Wow.
Okay, the first is to stop smoking. Tobacco use is, as we know, one of the biggest killers. In fact, it is the biggest lifestyle killer.
Does this apply to weed as well? I have to ask.
So I wouldn't be able to comment on weed because the study was done on tobacco smoking. I'm not a big fan of smoking anything.
Okay.
But I know that. But I know that the medicinal value of cannabis and CBD and all of that. You know, I'm not an expert on it, but I certainly know some people who can give you a lot more information about it. And so I think that there is some value in the plant.
Okay.
But smoking it, I don't know if it's such a great idea. I could be wrong. But tobacco smoking in particular, stop smoking. That's probably the number one thing. The second thing, and this is the interesting fact, is that this second thing is soon going to overtake tobacco smoking as the number one lifestyle modification that needs to be done, and that is nutrition.
Wow.
So what are you eating? And the three tips that I can give to you there is to increase fruit consumption, increase vegetable consumption, and especially we're talking about whole foods here, right? So I'm not talking about apple juice. I'm talking about eat the apple, okay? I'm not talking about processed.
Why would it be better to eat the apple?
Oh, there's a very good reason, because an apple not only has the sugar that you're essentially getting when you're taking the juice out of the apple, it has fiber. It also has water in it. There's something called phytonutrients, which are the nutrients that come from it being actually a plant. And then there's also antioxidants in the skin of the apple. So when you're extracting the juice out of the apple alone, what you're doing is you're getting rid of all the other health benefits and you're taking pure sugar, and it's actually fructose sugar that you're taking out, which is really detrimental to health. So increasing whole fruits, whole vegetables, and whole grains. Those are the three things. If you, and I'm not saying, stop eating this, stop eating that. What I'm saying is increase your intake of fruit, vegetables, and whole grains. And then the third thing is to get active. Now, people always ask me, what is the best exercise to do? And the answer is the one that you will do. I'm not a gym. I don't go to the gym. I cannot go to the gym. I hate going to the gym. I've tried it. It does not work for me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to run. I am not a runner. But I love yoga and I love dancing. So I will do those things because those are the things that I enjoy.
Yes.
So don't choose something that you are not going to, or something that's going to be a pain for you to start doing, because you may have willpower in the beginning, but the willpower is going to fade very soon. So find an activity, a physical activity that you enjoy. If you struggle to do it on your own, get a group of people involved. Go for a group walk, go for a group dance class. But those are essentially the three things. If you modify those three things, you essentially are going to reduce your risk of chronic disease by up to 80%, which is huge. That's amazing. Yeah.
So. Thank you so much, Carmen. Valuable advice. Value for daughter, I'd say, if you're streaming this, value for daughter. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning into the Owen Francis podcast. And you can find Carmen. Where can we find you, Carmen?
Okay, so on Instagram, my handle is at dr.carmenjames. So that's at Dr. Carmen James. And my Facebook page is Dr. Carmen James. I'm busy redoing my website right now, so I'm not going to give that out. But those, essentially, if you contact me on either of those platforms, you're good to go.
Thank you so much, Carmen. So everybody interested in living better, why is this even a conversation, right? Why wouldn't you want to live better?
Yeah, exactly.
You can contact Carmen on Instagram at Dr. Carmen James, and she's Dr. Carmen James. It's Dr. Carmen James on Facebook as well. And what are some of the services that you have available for somebody or a group of people who are interested in living healthier?
Okay, so I do wellness talks. So for any business who wants me to speak to their employees, for example, I also do some wellness workshops. I focus on women, sorry guys, but the wellness workshops are also available. And then I run an online women's wellness coaching platform. So I do wellness coaching one-on-one, and we use a lovely application where I can track things like, you know, what you're eating, how you're feeling, what's your activity level, and that kind of thing. So awesome accountability with that application as well.
Thank you so much, Carmen. It's okay that it's only for the ladies, because obviously the ladies need it more. I'm joking. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I look forward to having a conversation with you guys in the near future. Be blessed.